almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The summer road trip is an important part of the American ethos. It's a key part of American movies, from Easy Rider to National Lampoon's Vacation, and many of us have memories of our own road trips when we were kids.
While Europeans don't necessarily pack up their cars and drive across France or Italy or Poland, many of them do dream of their own great American road trip, and Frenchman Christophe de Goulain found the perfect vehicle to make that dream a reality.
De Goulain and his friend Pierre Lauvergiat restored a 1918 Harley-Davidson motorcycle they found in France and brought it to the United States for a months-long road trip to commemorate the end of World War I. I met up with de Goulain at the Harley-Davidson Museum recently, and he shared the journey of the motorcycle and its sidecar.
Well, it's an incredible story because this bike is 100 years old. This bike arrived in France in 1918 with an American soldier to liberate France and Europe. It has just spent 100 years in France, and for the first time, she's back in America, so it's her birthday. It's a very special day, especially being here in Milwaukee.
Do you have a general idea of where it spent the last 100 years since the end of World War I?
We do not know exactly where. I know I found it. It was a barn find 10 years ago. It was a fantastic day for me, the day I found her, but she was in a very poor condition. It needed 9 months' work to put it all together and make it safe to ride. And that's my friend Pierre Lauvergiat, who did all that job, and we are together touring around America.
You said it took quite a lot of work to get it into this condition. Had he or you ever done quite this extensive an amount of work on a motorcycle before?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to ride a vintage motorcycle, you need to know what's going on inside. They do break down, but they never let you on the side of the road for a long time. We had a lot of little breakdown all the way coming from Mobile, Alabama. Every time we could repair on the side of the road, or we had the help from Harley-Davidson people, the dealer, especially the one from Jacksonville, who have been helpful, and we stayed there 8 days.
I imagine Harley-Davidson was excited to hear about this project.
Yes, well, very much. I mean, Harley-Davidson is it's a huge company, motorcycle all around the world, people with this passion. And straight away, we had contact with the Harley-Davidson Museum. They said, well, what a fantastic thing. Will you be coming? Yes, we will be coming with the bike. Will it be on the road? Yes, we will ride the bike to Milwaukee.
The end of World War I was 100 years ago, and I think people in the United States know about World War I, but they probably don't appreciate just how alive that history still is in France. This is something that is everywhere you go in France.
Of course. I mean, the First World War is a human disaster. The end of this disaster is with the help of America. You have in France a lot of towns, cities, village where you have got American cemetery. We call this bike Bonnie. That's the name of a village where 1844 American soldier died. And it's a very, very strong emotion because when you see the dates on the white marble cross, you know, American soldier were young. They died for the freedom of a country which was not their country. So we have to respect that and never forget. So Bonnie is there to remember. And there is a lot of people who don't know about First World War and don't know about Second World War, but America was there to help us. And thank you, America.
Have you been getting a lot of questions about this bike as you've ridden it around the United States?
Well, it's incredible. If we stop in the middle of nowhere, 5 minutes later, someone stops. First, they say, do you need some help? Well, I appreciate that because it's not in every country. And then after they have the story and they think, well, it's incredible. And we are very, very proud as French Harley-Davidson fanatic to be riding this Harley-Davidson. It's just a dream. It's a lifetime road trip. We are now after a month's trip. We have another 2 months trip for and we are going to California. It's a dream. I mean, it's we will never forget what's happening now in America.
Do you have a newer Harley-Davidson at home in France?
I've got two other Harley-Davidson, which are 1927 and 1929. But since I'm here, yes, I want to buy a brand new Harley-Davidson. I saw them. I've been riding them. They have got the same passion. Harley-Davidson stays Harley-Davidson, even if it's 115 years. It's incredible. It's I love Harley.
What is it that you know, Harley is an iconic American brand. What is it that, as a Frenchman, appealed so strongly to you about Harley-Davidson?
Well, if you are in France, you see a lot of people ride Harley-Davidson. That's like in all over the world. So it's a bit of the American dream on our French road. It's a culture. And I think Harley-Davidson brings this American culture all over the world. So we heard a lot of things about tax and things like that. So please, Harley-Davidson, please, Europe, don't put any tax on Harley-Davidson. We need them for happiness.
What was the process to get this bike to the United States from France? You can't just bring it on an airplane, I imagine.
No, that was very complicated. Repairing the Harley was complicated, but bringing it to America was complicated. We had the help from the Propeller Club, which are all over the world, in the sea world. We had then after the Airbus company, which allowed the bike to be in a ship between France and Mobile, Alabama. Then we had question of insurance, have it legal. Well, we did all that, so it's possible. It's not easy, but I mean, for Bonnie, it was important to do it. So there's no problem.
Were there any special permits that you had to obtain to be able to drive this on American roads?
It's an American motorcycle, so it was born in America, so it's absolutely legal in America. Just the insurance, which is very important. We had one company who did it.
It does not look very comfortable.
Yeah, well, it's not very comfortable, but you forget that by the pleasure of riding it. So, and we are also two riders, Pierre and I. The sidecar is very comfortable, but I mean, you don't care, you know. It's you cruise along, you know, small roads. You have a break. When you're tired, you know, or you just stop and you talk with people, and it's fine like this.
The idea of the road trip is a very important one to many Americans. Do French people have the same love for getting out on the open road?
Oh yes. I mean, especially for bikers, you know, or any biker likes to jump on his bike and go for a trip. So it's the same.
I have to ask, as I look at all of these other bikes, almost all of them have windshields. What is it like? How do you protect your face when you're spending that long a stretch on the road and you have nothing in front of your face?
Well, we have got the helmet, of course, but the speed, the usual speed of our motorcycle is 45 miles an hour. So the wind is just, there's no problem with the wind.
I feel like I should have you give me a tour of the bike, actually.
The bike is absolutely original. It had some paint put back on it. But here, if you see the saddle, the leather saddle, it's 100 years old. So we know that the American soldier sat on this saddle. Piston, cylinder, all the metalwork, the wheels, the spoke, the sidecar. This is all original, made in Milwaukee by Harley-Davidson. So. It's great. We have got a modern light here because we need the good efficient light in the night. And this is the only thing which is different. And we have got the two flags here in the front on the mudguard, flag of France and America. Here we have got this is very important for us also, because we have the United States World War I Centennial Commission, who gave us all their help, their enthusiasm, and which are following us. We have got also the Mission Centenaire, which is for France. We have, of course, the
two spare tires,
this to cover the sidecar. This is very French. On the sidecar mud guards, we have the joueur de pétanque. So you can't see it on the radio, yeah, but the people who know what pétanque is in France will recognize that. Here we have got Daffy, our sponsor. We have got stickers, and of course, we have got the Harley Davidson. Wherever we stop in a Harley Davidson dealer, they give us a sticker and we put it on the sidecar, and we are very proud to tour then after with the sticker.
What has been the most memorable part of the trip so far for you?
I think arriving here in Milwaukee. I mean, we just arrived a quarter of an hour ago to see the Harley Davidson Museum in front of me, me on the bike with Pierre. I mean, this is, that was the dream. So we are very, very happy.
Is it a little like a pilgrimage?
Yes, yes. No, it's, I mean, there's no word to say it. I would be able to talk about this in French for hours. In English, maybe it's more difficult. But it's a very, very strong emotion.
Joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre.
Well, merci beaucoup. Bon voyage.
Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Et suivez-nous sur Twin Links, so you can follow our trip on our Facebook page, which is called Twin Links.
Merci.
Merci.
Frenchman Christophe de Goulain is driving a 1918 Harley-Davidson motorcycle around the United States to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. We spoke with him at the Harley-Davidson Museum last week.
You can see pictures of the bike and the sidecar and find a link to follow the journey at WUWM.com.